Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
I make my obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to all the devotees who are here today. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That means it's really time for the Pushpanjali. Just that we've been here at Govardhan for a couple of weeks now, and we've been reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, as somebody mentioned, for 5 hours a day. And we're not tired. We're happy. Everyone's happy. There's about 20 to 25 devotees crammed into a tiny little room, and we're just hearing. And we heard a lot. One thing we heard was that the ear holes are very small, but inside is as big as the sky. So probably, as the devotees were thinking to themselves, how is it that we'll go on hearing? There's so many things to hear. Just the third canto. We read the whole third canto, and now we're halfway through the fourth. But it seems like so many things coming in, and then Prabhupada encouraged us. He said that the inside is as big as the sky. It can accommodate unlimited hearing. You can go on hearing. And my reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I read something that struck my, stuck in my mind. It says, Prabhupada said that the profession of every living, of every conditioned soul is rascaldom. As we heard so many times about how people are rascals. And Bhagavad Acharya Prabhu in the readings, he brought up this point about how Prabhupada has mentioned how people for various reasons are rascals. So I looked up the word, and there's rascal, there's rascaldom, there's rascality, and there's rascalism. There's a lot of different ways, nouns, adjectives for rascal, but it means to be unprincipled. And as we're reading Srila Prabhupada's books in the Association of Devotees, it's palpable, I can feel myself becoming principled. I notice it, especially in the rarefied atmosphere of Govardhan, where practically one can watch one's subtle body like a screen, especially on parikram. You can see, you're walking along and just see on the screen in my mind, and I can watch every year. This is the 18th year we've done this, coming here to Govardhan. And I can watch every year the same over on the screen and see the anartas and notice what do you look like now. And I practically equate these anartas that are there with rascaldom. And when Prabhupada uses that word, rascal, or this is the profession, this is your profession. What is your profession? Rascaldom. It's what I do. I'm just a rascal. But by hearing these pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees and Prabhupada's purports, I come to the realization that Prabhupada is perfectly principled. His principles are completely aligned with the will of Lord Krishna. And by hearing them, then I naturally, somehow it's like a process of osmosis, the hearing process. The sound vibration goes in, and this is what we're promised in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana shridyam taksto hibhadrani vidunoti suritsatam. Krishna helps. And how does he help? One has to submit oneself to the hearing process, but then he helps to assemble everything and also dissemble the anartas magically by giving attention to this. And another thing I heard that struck me about Prabhupada was that when filling out an immigration form, it asked for some a distinguishing mark think sometimes they ask for that. So Prabhupada put Vaishnav Tilak as a distinguishing mark. And I couldn't get that out of my mind. How? Because most people, they'll put a scar. You know, it's like, I'm scarred for life. That's my distinguishing mark. Or I have a tattoo. Or I'm, you know, my head is deformed. My mother dropped me on my head when I was a kid. Whatever it is, some distinguishing mark, something that happened to me that distinguished my prarabdha, that body that I have, from others. But Prabhupada's distinguishing mark is the tilak. And I was just trying to think about it philosophically, and how the way in which his distinguishing mark is by his choice to serve Lord Krishna. He puts the tilak on, so that's what distinguishes. And everybody else's distinguishing marks come because they're being beaten by Maya, because of being engaged in the profession of rascaldom in the material world. So it's completely edifying to hear from Prabhupada's books, to realize how distinctive they are, how distinctive he is in presenting the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and then also to then give them to other people. Recently, there's been a huge surge in the distribution of the sets of Srimad Bhagavatams. It's just an idea whose time has come. And it's an edifying feeling to go to people's homes and then bring in what we know has so much power from reading the books, and to leave them behind in somebody's house. We were recently in Naperville, which is in Illinois, and we had a real estate agent who could pick out all the different places that we might want to go. So we strategically went into neighborhoods and knocked on particular doors, and it worked very well. I think we sold about 12 Srimad Bhagavatam sets in one afternoon. And in one of the places that we went in, the woman who answered the door was Indian, the family was Indian, and they said, she told us right away that I already have my own guru. I know who you guys are, but you come in, but we don't need anything. We're fine. And we were eyeing her husband, and she said, he's an atheist, you know. And so we were with a group of devotees, and some of them went on talking to her in Hindi. I couldn't understand what they were saying. And already they sort of jumped ahead, and they were offering all kinds of ideas to her about why the Shaked book, not something I would have done, not the way I would have done it. So I sort of detached myself from the situation. I just went and talked to the husband. And I talked to him for a few minutes, and I told him about Prabhupada and how he had, these are special books. He had brought them from India. Just one box of books he brought with him from on a ship, on a freighter. And how they had changed people's lives all over the world. And he was just listening to me, and meanwhile there was a commotion going on in the other side of the living room with devotees trying to convince this woman who was unconvincible. And suddenly the man said, okay, I'll take it. And his wife overheard it, and she said, what? We'll take it? And he said, yeah, we'll take it. And my heart was so touched that he just, because we were there and because we were telling him about Prabhupada and the importance of the books, and because we had some feeling for it, that he just decided to take it, even though she said he was an atheist. And then we ended up hauling in this gigantic box of Bhagavatams into their home and taking them out and setting them up. And when we walked out, I felt that this is the perfect combination, the hearing Srila Prabhupada's books, and then going out and meeting people and just recommending that they take these books into their homes, and that will definitely do some damage when somebody takes a full set of Bhagavatams into their house. And it'll do some major damage all over the world, the mass distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam in every village, every home, every business. When Giriraj Maharaj, it was Devamrita Swami heard about this surge in the distribution of sets. He wrote into the GBC conference about how this is fulfilling Prabhupada's innermost desire. He wanted that his full sets of books go out to people all over the world. He said, "I want every gentleman to have a full set of my books in their home." So just today, I'm glorifying Prabhupada's distinctiveness, his distinguished nature. What distinguishes him? The distinguishing mark? His tilak, which it seems so insignificant walking into a country and they just check off his form. What's the distinguishing mark? Tilak. No one noticed. But when he came in, he wreaked havoc on the profession of the material world, which is full-on rascaldom. And he destroyed it while he was here, and he goes on destroying it for those who listen carefully to what he wrote and what he spoke. And then we can actually cover the world with Prabhupada's full sets of Srimad Bhagavatams. This will destroy rascaldom once and for all. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premananda. And now, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.